Good evening. This is the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show on a Tuesday night.
Radio.
This is Butt Naked with the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Show on a Tuesday night. We got some shit going on tonight, boys. Let's get it started. Waiting on my co-host to come on in. He had to pump up his Jerry Curl a little bit. He in the mirror back there right now. Hello, DJ, get out of that goddamn mirror. Boy, the show on. Let's do it.
Brace yourself as Grudge, Ink, and Boom presents the first annual invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, These Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killer, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Raceway, 6570 Highway 996, Bella Rose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tunes, $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boone at 504-602-5817.
All right. We're waiting on DJ. He back there getting his Jerry Curl juice, right? Come on, DJ, get out of the damn mirror, man. Let's go on. Well, we're going to play another commercial. Maybe you have it ready. Thinking about like Michael Jackson, that shit about caught on fire back there a while ago.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
All right. We got a couple more things that want to listen to. DJ is on the way to the front, y'all. He be in a minute. Back there, combing it out, man.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Hello.
You ready, boy? You got the Jerry Curl juice in?
I heard that, boy. Get out the mirror. God damn it.
hey, all eyes on up, boy. They said Grudge Inc. ain't doing shit over there. You heard about it?
Grudge Inc. what now?
I heard Grudge Inc. is not doing anything. So with that being said, we're going to have a special topic going on tonight by Grudge Inc. with some of the ones that want to take on us. You know what I'm saying? So let me play the All Eyes on Grudge Inc. right quick.
Big Sight. New Paint.
Go, go. Big Sight.
Yeah.
You know
how
go. All eyes on me.
Roll up in the club.
All eyes on me.
Oh, Lord. Here we go
with this. All eyes on me.
You know
I think you got it, that you don't know who to trust. So many players hate trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the pump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell, the freedom cap is gone. Well, all you see is that follow when you see me and let the devil suffer. But the day they finally freed me, I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit what's up, won't be that vibe until I die. Live the life of a boss player.
All right, man, that's a damn enough. Yeah.
Right.
We get the goddamn point.
You know, the guys of the North, you know, they got a bigger swag of music than what we have down here. So, with that being said, we're going to goddamn go ahead and let them listen to that motherfucking Drake. can
Goddamn, put it on the hold, but put it on the butt, nigga. Tell him what that. Tell him show him you ain't good for you good for more than just swinging on the pole. Tell him show him you a DJ too.
Better believe that, you know. Yeah, I can relate to that. I think you can too. We came straight from the bottom to the top. Goddamn it. Now we.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here.
Started that sound like Leon.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it real from the jump.
That's right, boy. We started from the bottom, now we're at the top. We here, goddamn it, DJ. We got to show these motherfuckers what it is now. So, co-host, have you heard anything about they want to challenge the Grizz Inc. out here in the world?
Hello.
Yo.
Goddamn, but they're going to say we got a damn, a show playing music.
Hey, listen, man.
Hold on, man. Who did that sound like that was saying that? That sounded like Three Love. Not Three Love, but that sounded like. Not Three Love. It sounded like, who the hell did that sound like? Oh, man. Hey, do me a favor. Get, you got Biz number?
I don't have Biz number.
Okay, I'm gonna text it to you. He needs you to call him and get him into our show already for.
Okay, well
hold on.
So you say we playing music with the juke joint. We're gonna goddamn spice up a little.
Goddamn, we got two or three. I might have to text you like two or three numbers. You got to get on. Damn, me and them texting. I ain't really.
Yeah, tell them they got to send their money to the PayPal. Got that nigga in on this show tonight.
Oh, no.
This is like anime KFC right here. Hot fishing.
So tell me more, a little bit more about what you were talking about. Man, what you say? You said people trying to put war against Grudge Inc. Who the hell think they can go against Grudge Inc.? They ain't even goddamn possible.
Well, we've been laying back, listening and laying low. Hell, that old 901 wit and normal.
Oh, man, who listen, man, I thought you said no, is that what you talking about? They ain't worth talking about. I thought you said it was something like an organization or something. You talking about a group with two or three cars? What the hell they gonna do?
I don't know what
they get ran the hell over.
Boss Bryant, you know, I mean, he said he got a tug on our back too, you know.
Man, come on, man. Boss, same thing, two or three cars. Ain't but one car winning. And it's a truck.
Forming an alliance and let them know what they're fucking with, guys.
It's already formed. Grudge Inc. is declaring war by the first week of May. Anybody get in the way is going to get ran over by the Grudge Inc. killer.
You know, Grudge Inc. is big, but we got a certain amount of killers in the game, too. You know what I'm saying?
It's a group that's going to be ready to go down on somebody's ass at any given time. Nobody move, won't nobody get hurt.
That's it.
All this, there ain't nobody with his Grudge Inc. or what this person did. Yeah, this feel goddamn cold. Ain't nobody even doing nothing. Wait till right around that time when they warm up, when these tracks right like they need to be. See, you got some of these jokers out here talking this shit, but yeah, they ain't doing shit because the track cold and their car slow. So,
yeah.
They can get out. But I ain't going to say that. I don't want to call nobody car slow. But they damn sure can't do what the hell they think about they going to do. But it is what it is, my brother. Uh-huh. But let me text you. I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to text you a couple of numbers that you can get on because they blowing me up.
Man,
listen, man. It's a couple of important people that need to get on, so we need to get them on.
Okay, well, we'll try to get them on now.
Hold on. I got another one just text.
Wait a minute now.
Let me,
I'm not no switchboard operator.
Let me take you these numbers. Damn, I need to write them down and send them to you. It's about 3 or 4 numbers.
You want me to take you to private room and let your music be playing so I can get it that way? Want to be easier?
Why don't you go to a commercial. Go to a commercial.
No, our commercials are not long anymore. We cut them short.
Well, go to that long-ass bullshit speech you made about when you became the champ. How about that? That's some bullshit they can listen to for a minute, because that's what that is, some big bullshit.
I ain't gonna
pissing,
bullshit.
Pissing on my motor and all that old extra bullshit. Now, what you play that? That's still in the archives, ain't it?
Yeah, still in the archives.
Don't play that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. Don't play All Eyes on Me or whatever. Let Leon start us from the bottom. That I don't know what the hell. You should let me pick the goddamn music, because I don't know what the hell you be. Man, play something.
Just play something for...
Play some for a minute. Go give it to the prior room. We get these people on. By the time that music stop playing, they'll be on. And then we can listen to some people talk shit about you playing the goddamn music. You know they're going to be on your ass for saying it. Everybody know they be playing no music. Huh?
What about J-Bone and funeral home music? Want to try that?
Look, man, that no. Hell no. Don't play that. No. Man, if you don't go ahead on with that mess, that's like some music.
That's just until we come back.
Hey man, no. Give him something, man. Listen, man. If you leave that plan, won't nobody be on the damn radio when we come back. Play something else, man, and get me in the power room so I get these notes. You call to get these people on. Hold on, everybody. Hold on, everybody, for 1 minute. Play a commercial. I don't know shit.
I'll play a commercial.
Started.
Play the pepper.
Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Next, started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I didn't care.
Big sight. New tank.
Go.
Yeah.
Go. You know.
All eyes on me.
Roll up in the club. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I think you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell. The freedom cap is gone. Well, all you see is that follow when you see me, and let the devil suck for the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of every time we ride. Hit what's up, won't be that far until I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close late.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Yeah, okay. Hello? I guess you can't nobody tell me if you hear me or not, but I hope y'all hear me. Because he ain't got no other mics open, but that's good. It's nice, quiet, and peaceful. Y'all can hear my voice. Y'all can hear what I'm saying real good. Listen to me real good, boy. And boys and girls. It's 2013. Everything that happened in 2012 is gone, over, dead, and gone. It was a good year. What is over with is 2013. Now, you got cars coming out of the woodwork, new cars being built, a lot of cars that's built and about to touch down, some bad, some of mother watch your mouth is coming out. And you got people that's been out, been trying to get their program together and about got it figured out. So 2013 is geared up to be a hell of a year for racing, for grudge racing. Now this weekend, hell of a show going down in the number one grudge track in the country, the Zoo, a.k.a. Tweed County, a.k.a. Macon National Dragway. This weekend, David Floyd is throwing anything on 28th or stock suspension on 28th or whatever, anything on 28th. Who's the baddest on 28th? Everybody got their, you know, different opinions on who's going to win and who's going to be the man. But everybody that's a bad son of a gun on 28th will be in the house. So if you think you bad and you claim to be bad on 28th and you ain't in the house, it's for whatever reason. Either you're scared or you know, sit your head down and get out of the way. Because they will be in the house. Everybody that claims that they are a bad boy, everybody that say they are a bad boy and they on 28th, will be in Macon. That being said.
All right, DJ, we got our callers on that you wanted now. I'm back. Okay. What the hell you said about what I got them going?
I ain't say nothing about you, but I'm going to get on to you earlier because you said something about me and my Jerry Curly Mirror, but I heard that. You didn't think I heard it, but I heard you. But I was sitting there telling everybody about this weekend in Macon. That, you know, the who's who of grudge racing on 28th, everybody be in the house. That's what I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Now,
Butt Naked, a lot of people talking junk about you, but can you let all the listeners know, will Butt Naked and his car be in Macon this weekend?
Yes, sir. The good law spamming, wake me up and let my feet hit the floor. We coming.
There's been a national bulletin for the state of Alabama and Georgia. They got a deer deterrent that will guide Butt Naked straight from his home to the racetrack. If anybody want to have a good, safe, clean trip and not have to worry about any deers, all you have to do is follow Butt Naked, because they got it's a new system out there. Butt Naked is testing it out. They're testing out on Butt Naked. They don't want any deers to interfere with Butt Naked making it to make a national dragway this weekend. So hopefully I bought a little stock in it. So hopefully if it works and he makes it to the track, then, you know, it could hit the stock market. It could be a very big thing, you know. So, but Naked, I hope you make it there safe. I heard they caught the deer.
Hey, I want to say something before we go any further.
Go ahead.
I appreciate Clark helping me out on the board. I know you didn't want to help me, but I'm still mad with you and Joe for pulling that fucking prank on me today. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You and Mississippi Joe.
Who? Me?
Joe and Clark pulled up. Goddamn, they fucking with me today.
Man, shut up and talk about that damn deal.
See, I got to tell you about it after the show. They fucked me up today, but that's all right. So, Stoner, are you coming? You got a race locked in today, don't you?
Yeah, me and Mr. Badass CeCe.
Oh, okay.
Who's also a Grudge Inc. member, if I'm not mistaken. Also, will be one of the Grudge Inc. Bad Boy Killers.
I would like to let everybody know that somebody from Alabama bring that goddamn money home. They can bleed that. They can take that to the bank.
Well,
I really believe it.
Well, the thing is, I'm say that
Turbo Tim, me, goddamn you, or goddamn CC and Jody. That money coming to Alabama, believe that.
Let me tell you that. The thing is, a lot of people can say what they want to say, beat on their chest. But the bottom line is, like I said, 2013 is going to be different. 2012 set the stage. It was a good year. I feel like it kind of breathed real life back into grudge racing. And I think, you know, Grudge Inc. had a major part in helping doing that.
Yeah.
But it set the stage. It's bringing grudge racing back to what it used to be, man, because for a minute, man, for several years, man, grudge racing was almost dead. I mean, I hate to say it, it's something I love and, you know, love, eat, breathe, sleep. And, you know, all I think about, you know, most of the time is racing. in grudge racing, but it had really gotten to the point where it was just kind of born. And what Grudge Inc. has done by bridging the north, south, east, and west, and making what we do so much bigger and open up the doors to so many, you know, has made our family a whole lot bigger. But you know the saying, when somebody, when you got outside, when you got people that mess with family, you know, family don't take too nice to when somebody picking on somebody in the family, you know what I mean?
Correct.
And you got some people want to straddle the fence. Say they family, but they ain't family. You know, I don't know what you call somebody like that.
That outcast, he gonna be outcast, goddamn. I know you talking about my little brother.
It's anybody, man. It's anybody want to go against the movement. It is what it is, man. But the thing is, if your ass get in that crossfire, your ass is in that crossfire. You know.
Yep. You're right.
You know, and that could be a good place to be because you know you got some action. But the problem is, how many ass whipping can somebody take?
You right about that, homie. Goddamn right.
I tell you, some ass whippings coming.
They coming. You know what, DJ?
They can take it for what it's worth. Believe it, not believe, but boy, I'm telling y'all, ass whippings coming.
I'm going to let you talk a good game and tell the truth about it, but I don't pop this bottle, and I'm on this gin tonight. I'm going to be about 20 more minutes of you talking, and I'm going to let loose on all the ass.
But, nigga, there ain't no need to let loose on nobody. Just let your car let loose on their head. Ain't no need. What I'm saying is a promise. I ain't making no threats. It's a promise.
Oh, yeah.
The grudging killers are coming.
That cheap ass gin gonna make his ass say something crazy.
That's what I told you today. Because you gonna drink some water on the show. I said, boy, I'm going old school gin and juice. I'm sitting here getting right. Now I got a full-fledged bowl there, big clock. I can get everything I want, but I chose to go to the bottom tonight. You hear that song? Came from the bottom to the top now here.
I should have picked the goddamn song, Clark. I don't know the head. I don't even want to talk about no goddamn song. What's up, Clark? What you know, good, Clark?
Man, I can't call it, Clark. What y'all doing, man? Y'all finna get it crossed?
We're trying to put things back in perspective and try to make sure this racing season gets kicked off the right way. Because the thing is, Grudge Inc. is for everybody. But you got some people that want to, I mean, you got certain people that want to act, or I guess some people think that they can act. No, I ain't going to say. They think that their small organization can even compare to what Grudge Inc. is.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but can you notify who some of the killers are? Who the killers are going to be? I just got that hot take straight off the print.
Well, tell the... Let me tell you, I'm going to say it like this. I mean, first of all, I'm going to tell you what the definition pretty much of a Grudge Inc. killer is going to be. You know, pretty much a Grudge Inc. killer going to be pretty much always ready and willing to go as long as they got oil pressure and ain't got no problems with their car. They're going to be ready to go. Period. They're going to be people ain't going to be about no bullshit. Ain't going to be about no nonsense. Ain't going to be about a bunch of talking. Lock in and let's go. That's it. About business, and we're going to get to it. Now, we got some of the baddest of the bad already. And we got a few others that's coming. I can't mention the ones that's coming name, but there's several people that, you know, everybody already know. I'm going to start at probably one of the baddest. And the most feared, they was the most feared grudge car in the game in 2012, hands down. People can say what they want to say. like it, love it, I don't give a fuck, but the Gangsta Booth in 2012 was the most feared grudge card in the game, hands down. Everywhere that card, I mean, I'm not even, listen, man, I mean, just because, if he wasn't grudging, if he wasn't, whatever, I mean, that's, it just is what it is. You know, certain things, it is what it is. I mean, and I'm going to compare it to some, so people won't think I'm being my, the white boys. I want their ass, but you cannot knock what the hell they done in 2012. You just can't knock it. I mean, it is what it is. They some bad boys on 28s, bad boys, and definitely the baddest damn G-body on 28s. So,
well,
I mean, that, yeah,
stop.
Go ahead.
Check this out. Now, I heard through the grapevine. Now, this is what I heard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that when that motherfucking Gangsta come back, they ain't just looking for G-bodies. Any motherfucker on 29, they looking for.
That's what I'm saying. It ain't gonna be no what kind of card it is. That's another definition of a grudging killer. We ain't gonna be making all these damn stipulations. Now, and what you gotta understand, you gotta be a smart racer in this game, period. Because, you know, if you look at most people that's out here that's drawing on people, you know, 9 times out of 10, the ones that's drawing, if you really look at what kind of car they really got, they really not saying much. But to be a grudging killer, your attitude going to be, fuck it, get down. Period. You got on the same, basically it'll pretty much it'll be, if you got the same tie, fuck you. Damn your suspension, all that other extra stuff. If you got the same size tie or whatever you consider equivalent, fuck you.
And I want to know if Nick going to be one of them goddamn killers, though.
You ain't got the one of that, homie.
But
I don't really want to do.
But Nugget is on the list. Now, I'm going to put me and Butt Nugget on the list. Now, it might be, we got mics muted, so it might be a whole motherfucker, might be a lot of people laughing. But guess what? I don't, you know, it might be, I'm being 200 tonight. Understand what I'm saying? I'm fine with anybody laughing at me, but nigga may not be, I don't give a fuck who laughs at me. But one thing about me, I'm going to go. I'm going to put that money up, and I'm going to go.
Oh, yeah, well, now, you know, I think everybody saw you won the race last year, so can't nobody dispute the fact that you weren't trying to race.
Yeah, but, I mean, the thing is, they still ain't seen nothing, and in a way, I'm kind of glad they ain't seen nothing, because after one or two ass-whooping, a lot of them going in the bushes.
Well, that's where you're going to go.
But the thing is, I'm not going to let nobody risk. They had anything to say about the stunner. I ain't going to let them go in the bush. If they in the bush, guess what? I'm going in the bush behind. Hey, bring your ass out here. What that you saying? Yeah. Come on out the bushes, buddy. Come on.
There
you go. If you don't want none, just say, I'm sorry, stunner. I can't get there. I respect that, and I move on. But I'm just,
right.
People that I'm trying to face and that – Those people ain't built like that. So, you know, everybody I'm looking at trying to go after and engage, they ain't finna back down. So,
you know. It's the same thing over here. What I'm saying, son. Also, the one like Clark said, am I one of those killers? Let me tell you something, Clark. The only thing they done for me is put a lot of people in position that want to step out of line, affecting traffic, and I'm gonna fuck them up because they gonna be out of pocket. Believe that shit. They can take me for light if they want to.
I hear you,
listen, everybody, all we doing right now is talking, but the proof will be in the pudding. All I can guarantee is by the 1st of May, don't get in the way. Another grudging killer is Mr. Dick Clark. With that Mississippi motherfucking nightmare.
All day and twice on Sunday.
But we gotta take some of these callers, cause some of them done dropped off and lit the hands down. Let's take a couple of them. We had about 10. Now we got
Is Joe on? And his beard's on. Open them two mics. Open beard.
I'm here. What's happening, fellas?
What's going on, Joe?
What up with it? Donna, Big Clark, what's up, fellas?
What's going on?
We coming, man. Listen, we going to dig this shit out the mud. The gangster boot should be tested and ready. So that's why you said the first week in May, we not jumping on nobody who ain't ready, because we don't want you to have no excuse. When we come for your ass, we're going to annihilate your motherfucking ass. Be ready. Good thing, baby.
That's it. I mean, ain't no need to hoop and holler, talk this, talk that. It is what it is. But all I'm saying is, if you know, and it's all good for the game. And we're not trying to act like it's all good for the game. We're not trying to say we can't be beat. But, boy, if you beat us, all I can say is probably pretty much you just got real lucky. Is a technicality. Now, I'm gonna go back to the Gangsta Boo. The Gangsta Boo was the most feared car in 2012. Now, I've heard people say that they was trying to go with the Boo, or they was really trying to get. Come on, man, let's be for real. Nobody really wanted them problems. It would be very evident if you truly wanted them problems. Now, you know, I'm going to say this, last night, or the other night, I don't know, I didn't really understand how a man could come on, jumping on a man who wrecked his car. The man didn't say nothing. This was Joe and I think Witt was talking. Now, you didn't come on saying nothing really out the way, but they really just kind of attacked you. Now, to me, I thought that really wasn't classic. You know, it's fine if you want to get, but the Gangsta Boo is gone. The Gangsta Boo can't defend itself. You weren't talking as hard when the Gangsta Boo was out. But no, and at the same time, I'm not trying to say anything. I don't want to bring 901 Bad Boy is bringing action to the game. Cannot discredit that, because they are doing their thing. So you can't discredit that, but. At the same time, I just didn't really feel like that was too classy. You know, wait till a man back at the track. Don't kick a man when they putting their car back together after they had a damn accident like that. And hell, I mean, it's even amazing for the damn car to be, you know, to have a new car or whatever to be back ready in that short period of time. I applaud y'all. I can't wait to see it.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
Do not let me forget. Where Clark, you on that committee. We need to get a new award. Y'all got one award out and all them damn awards y'all gave out down there.
What award is that?
That goddamn prostitute award. Because that bitch is a racing prostitute. He jumping dick to dick.
Oh, man, come on. Now, I don't want to get into that or entertain that.
Another
girl.
It's not muted now. I can hear y'all.
This is Larry.
What's going on, DJ Butt Naked, Big Clyde, and both?
Hold on one second, Larry. Butt Naked, is Biz Mike open?
Biz Mike, Bill, he got his phone on mute. He at the store.
Listen, man.
That's
hey,
hold
man.
On. I got to say that's definitely another Grudge Inc. Bad Boy Killer.
Hey, man.
If anybody knows Biz, Biz definitely fits the description of what a true grudge racer is supposed to be. Anybody know that man? That man is always trying to go. He run cars in and out of class, and he gets down, and he put that money up, and he bet, and he run, win or lose, he race. Go ahead, Clark. What you going to say?
Now, if we just introduce the top flight motherfucker security.
Thank you, Big Clark. I was about to tell them to ask you who they were speaking to. I was just about to do it, Big Clark, but I don't have to do it now, Big Clark. You took care of it.
What's understood? Top flight. Don't need no explaining,
man,
brother.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, Butt Naked, I wanted to address something, man. I heard you say something about somebody was throwing down on Good Jeep, but nigga, may I ask who that was, but next?
How's that for me, co-host?
Ain't nobody doing that.
He didn't want to throw rocks behind the goddamn hand.
I ain't throwing rocks behind nothing, man. A hit dog will holler. If we open up the mic and somebody come on and start saying, then you'll know who the dog is.
DJ,
I heard that, you know, and I know we got a whole bunch of killers over here.
Yes.
Hey, man, they ain't got to be ashamed. Tell them to come around and say it, man. Hey, this is 2013. Do what you got to do.
I think they just want them to come out themselves tonight on the show. You know who they are. I think they will wait on
them. I don't know who they are. I would like to know, because I don't know how I would know, because I don't like to know. But who is it?
Can you address yourself, sir?
I'm sorry. Say again, sir.
Can you address yourself?
I do apologize. How you doing, champ? What's going on, champ?
Wait a minute. How we get goddamn Gunnit in it? What in the hell? What do we owe the honor to have Gunnit picked on our show tonight?
Man, it must be nice to have Gunnit on here.
But listen, I'm going to let y'all know, I am a number one fan of the Butt Naked and DJ Grant show. If
is
I listen
right?
to anybody's show, it's going to be y'all's show. And I try to support as much as I can. But anyway, I've been a little absent. I've been a little busy. You know what I'm saying? I just left from out of Chicago. I came back to Georgia for a couple of days. And, I just want to know, can somebody fill me in and tell me who, being that I don't know? DJ, tell me who drew down on Grudge Inc.
It's coming late on in the show. We're waiting on to get on the mic.
Ain't nobody that stupid.
Well, I don't know, but anyway, how you doing, Big Clark? You had a tremendous event down in Lena. I want to congratulate you again over there for everybody here. Big Clark had a tremendous event down in Lena. You know what I mean?
Appreciate it, Gunnit. We appreciate you coming down and doing your thing, man. Me and Gadget, we said a lot of thank yous out there, and we didn't try to name all the names because we're going to forget somebody, but we appreciate
you. Clark, is Gadget on? I know he sent me a message. Did we get Gadget on?
I do want to say I do have a video from Big Clark and Gadget's race of Tony Bond walking up and down the track begging for a race. He got up to the 13th racer at the track that day, and everybody backed down from Tony Bonds. He wanted to run right on the spot. Everybody backed down from Tony, and he ran, and he was willing to run him with seven up or Little Red Robin Hood. He wanted to engage. Actually, I think it was Little Red Robin Hood, as a matter of fact. He wanted to engage.
Okay,
now
I hear you saying that, Gunnit, but a lot of other people say different. Now, I don't know because I didn't get there till after the sun went down a little bit. Because now I say this also because I heard he mentioned he wanted to do something with me also. But when I got
well,
there,
he did call. Man, he did. Wait a minute, he did call you out. He did call you out, and Big Red said, "Hold up now, he ain't coming out until after the sun go down. When the sun go down, he's gonna transform on your ass." You know what I'm saying? Tony said, "Okay, I forgot. He ain't here right now. He ain't here right now. We ain't gonna talk about it." But Big Red did let him know that if he was there when the sun went down, he was ready to suck his blood out of his ass.
Okay, well I was there when the sun went down, and you know, he was asked the question, and his exact words was, "No, I don't want them problems."
Well, all I know is that I do have it on a video where Tony Bonds came over and asked for you earlier in that day. Maybe he knew you weren't going to be there during the day. I don't know how he would get that kind of information.
It is what it is, man.
All I want to say is that Tony Bonds punked out 13 grudge races at Big Clark and Gadgets Race. I have that on video. I take my hat off to Tony for doing it, and we'll go from there. I'll try to get the video up as soon as I can, and I'll announce it on you guys' show. I'll call Butt
well,
Naked.
I'm sure he would love to see himself punking 13 people out. I'm sure it's going to pick him. As only you could record. But the thing is,
Larry, translate that shit for me, brother.
Man, the man won Grudge Race of the Year 2012 for nothing, man. That's what he do, man. That's what he does.
Now you go ahead and you back.
I just want to see him do it. Come first week in May. That's what I want to do. I want to see him do it then.
Yeah. First week in May. You talking about what's the first week in May? What's going down?
That's gonna be the Grudge Ink Killers will be live and in full effect.
All right. Where's the Grudge Ink Killers gonna be at?
Where you want them to goddamn be?
Well,
okay, but I tell you what. By sometime in May, maybe June, but really by July, can I become a part of the Grudge Ink Killers?
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you now. Hold on now. You got to go through a screening process now. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to go at any given time. And you can't be you can't be ready to go and you know we ain't gonna be one with all these damn stipulations. You know.
I don't like stips. I'm damned to the hell with sticks. If I feel like I can try it, I'm going to go to you. If not, then that's the. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be quiet because I'm green as hell with this shit right here. But I'm tired of the motherfucker saying, you ain't got no car. You need to get someplace and shut the hell up and sit down. And true to my nature, when a motherfucker tell me I can't do something, here I goddamn come. So, yes, I will be ready sometime in July.
Hey, guys.
Yes, sir.
First of all, I want to ask you how you doing. How you been?
Man, I've been great, man. I've been on a whirlwind tour. I've been all up and down the East Coast. And, you know, man, I tell you what, the world is bigger than the South. It's a lot of places across the country that's ready to get down.
Okay,
so I got one video.
How the family? Everybody good?
Everybody's good. I appreciate it, Butt Naked. I appreciate it for asking. You know, I'm away from the family a lot, trying to get it in. You know, digging out grudge races out of the woods. It's hard work. But Butt Naked, can I ask you a question? I'm sorry, I've been remiss. How's that go?
Boy, ain't had none.
The man has graduated from goat to deer, man.
Somebody told me that a gate ran out the fence wanting to go to Lena with him, and he hit that motherfucker. That's why he couldn't come.
Well, like I said,
I'm gonna say this. I'm sure you're gonna agree. You know, people are tired of talking. They ready for action.
That's it.
Yes.
It's 2013. Ain't no need for everybody to keep talking about what you're gonna do. Let your car speak for itself.
Do the talk.
You got you got to engage, and you, I mean, you got to do what you say. You got to engage, and you got to travel.
Oh, yeah. If you're not ready to travel, you're just a small fish playing in your pond, But, DJ, I can't stay long. I got a lot of work to do. But, DJ, I would like to address something. Some comments got back to me from last Tuesday about a show you had. I just want you to hear it from my mouth to your ears. I made a joke in reference as to why you weren't going over to Holly Springs. Now, if anything
last week, Witt said that I didn't come to Holly Springs. Cause I thought I was going back home for a girl or something. Man, I'm like, what in the hell is he talking about? I blowed on two of the guys that rode down there with me. Hey man, what the hell? Y'all told me to pick somebody out. I was rushing home to get to a woman or something. I'm like, what in the hell is y'all talking about?
Hey, look here. At the time, you know, like
I thought they were lying.
The
man said, "Gunner Pick said." I said, man, Gunner Pick ain't said no such thing. So I immediately figured it was one. I did.
Because I really wanted you. Listen, DJ, I really wanted you to go to Holly Springs. If you would have went to Holly Springs, that the race, the outcome, the racing results from that day would have been turned upside down. I wanted you to, when I seen you at the gas station, I was so fucking disappointed. Actually, I was mad with your motherfucking ass when you didn't go to school, when you didn't show up at Holly Springs. So I said it as a joke. And I might even have some malicious intent behind it, because I know you got that car worked out. I'll be looking to do something when you show up at the track. I've been chasing you for 3 years now. I'm looking for you to do something. And when you don't motherfucking do it, I'm hurt. I spent a lot of time, money, and effort chasing your ass around Alabama and Georgia. And is that the end of the while? You're going to do something in 2013, or we're going to be friends, and I'm going to say, fuck your car. You don't do something this year, or I got to get you, man. I'm going to turn on you like a rabid dog.
You turn on every goddamn chance you get.
DJ, how come you didn't go to Holly Springs? That's what the hell I want to know. Why didn't you?
I honestly had some important pressing business I had to get back to. Now, I was actually intending, I would have even had to miss Fat Tuesday, even if it was, I mean, it wouldn't have mattered what it was. I had to get back. And
well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Are you ready to engage with King Kong?
No, I'm not ready to engage with King Kong right now, no.
Are you ready to engage with the Predator?
I'm not ready to engage with nobody till the first week in May.
Okay, all right.
Got it, Pete.
But there you have it.
But hold on, I'm going to say, I will.
I'm not ready to engage, but when are you ever ready to engage? Let me get 2 weeks in here. Fuck goddamn King Kong. And I see it.
But naked, are those two lunar weekends or two lunar runs, or is that two regular weekend runs? I don't know.
This weekend?
Well, hold on, I'm gonna say that people need to know this. It's been said about me. It's hard. It's one of the hardest things for me to do is back down, and sometimes that's just my problem. But I have learned to look, man. Get your goddamn program right, and then come out. Everybody else did. Witt wasn't shit before 2012.
Well, I'll tell you what. Witt came out of Holly Springs and he cracked everybody's fucking head.
Now, hold on.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Now, Witt them doing the thing. I ain't gonna lie. I told anybody who was going to Witt House that I said y'all got trouble. I said y'all got trouble going to Holly Springs. Y'all going to Witt House. Y'all got trouble. I promise you that. And they got
trouble.
When Witt got to Holly Springs, Witt pissed all over that track. And when he got to the end, he shitted in it. And dared a motherfucker to walk in.
Who's that damn line you on? Cause I don't see your phone number, boy. How you get on the boat?
I'm over Larry's house, man.
Me and Gunny Pick at the house together, but Nick.
Oh, okay. I'm just scrolling down and seeing
you never know what Gunny Pick might be.
Hey,
Bud Nick,
I
want you. I want you.
and DJ Grant and all y'all to know, man, we still in Gunny Pink, man. Gunny Pink got a home up here, man.
I just got back.
You know, I've been in New York. I've been in New York. I've been to Maryland. I've been to D.C. and I've been to Virginia in the last 3 days. And
wow.
I'm gonna tell you,
and Chicago,
man.
I wish I knew you were going to Maryland.
It's some killers in the North motherfucking East. And I'm telling you, I'm about not only am I about to represent the you know, the Chi-Town, the Midwest. I'm also getting ready to represent my roots back to the Northeast. Because there's some killers up there, and they're ready to play. But there is one thing. There is one thing. Them boys have been like to run the quarter. You guys have a disease down south. And I'm not speaking about everybody, but y'all like to stay in the eight. But y'all will not accommodate these guys that run in the quarter.
Hold on, man. Didn't I just say
I'm not speaking for everybody? A hit dog a holler. Brother, if you run in the quarter, shut the hell up.
I'll go the quarter, the mile, the half a mile, any goddamn way they want to go. I'll go. Here you say I won't go.
Hey, Larry, bring me DJ's pom-poms real quick. Bring me my number one son of pom-poms. Bring me my number one son of pom-poms.
We got some folks that been holding a long damn time.
Bring me my number one son of pom-poms.
313-5415. Who we speaking with?
What's up, all the way, Nick? DJ Grant there.
What's happening?
What's going on, baby boy? Oh, man. Out the way.
Wait a minute. Baby boy, what's going on?
Stand out the way.
Is this baby boy from out of Chi-Town?
No, sir.
That's Lil Tony.
Lil Tony don't answer his telephone.
That ain't Lil Tony.
That ain't Lil Tony. Lil Tony from Detroit.
That's Tyson.
What's happening, Tyson? What's going on,
man? I can't call him.
You got. I know we've been rambling on for a minute. Any comment on anything we might have said or rambled on about?
Well, you know, I'm gonna come out with it. Me and all the way Nicky was talking. I'm the one that called out Grudge. Everybody got the back time Grudge. Everybody got the back time. So I just want to get that off my chest.
Well, I'm gonna say, you know, sometimes you got people that may say stuff like that to try to make themselves a little more relevant than what they really are. we can acknowledge it when certain people are winning or doing, you know, something in the game, but truly, you cannot go up against an organization like Grill. First of all, you ain't got enough cars.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you're not gonna have enough anything, really, because you can't do it. You can say it, but you can't do it. You can say it all you want.
Hard to do, right?
And plus, they ain't got enough ass either. They got enough ass back there.
No.
Now, what's the definition of drawing on Grudge Inc.? If they beat a Grudge Inc. car, they happy just beating a car that's in Grudge Inc. Or they calling out any car that's affiliated with
them. I mean, it's like they're trying to make the assumption like ain't nobody from Grudge Inc. racing or something to that effect. But I mean, Tony Byers came on last night saying that, you know, he counts puck outs as well. Well, I got three puck outs already this year, so I got three wins already this year.
So you got three.
No,
I thought it was just D4. That's what I thought.
No,
it was a D4. So I don't look at getting some puck out a damn win. I got three punk outs this year already, but I won't go. I got this, I got that, but I've got three punk outs paid to me this year.
I thought it was a punk out was just a default. It didn't include no win, so that means no nobody got a race. They can trick themselves out of racing, call a punk out a win.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is what it is, man. I mean, I'm not trying to beat on my chest about it. None. It is what it is, man. I mean, in all honesty, man, you know, anybody out there with a Grudge car and trying to engage and trying to do their thing, get your shit together, man, and then come on out and do your thing. Don't bring your ass out to half cock.
Take the rollers out the head and let your hair down, goddamn. Let me go to the next caller. 773-8424. Who we speaking with?
Good evening, Grudge World. This is Kid out of Chicago.
Kid.
What's happening, everybody?
Kid,
what's going on, Kid? You doing all right?
I'm doing pretty good. Been holding on for a while. What's going on?
Great. I know, though. I told you to take the rollers out of here and let the hair down. Goddamn, we got a lot of callers that have been on for a minute.
I heard that. Hey, Gunny Pick, you still on?
Mary Fox sent him to the basement.
Oh, okay, then. Well, I'm just standing by and listening.
Any comments on anything we said or rambled on about tonight, Kid?
No, not really. Only something I heard about a little bit yesterday was that Tony Bynes really is the one that's doing all the drawing on Grudge Inc. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, he's one of them. I mean,
yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to pick on, but all I'm saying, you can't. It's talk, man. I mean, it's to say something like that is just almost irrelevant. I mean, it's almost like you asking for extra attention. But but at the same time, you got to give props where props. I mean, they do race, but people want to see a dog fight. People want to see you run a car that's like your car. That's what people really want to see, man. They don't want to see, you know. And not saying that
they don't
want to
see you picking
and
choosing.
Yeah. Now,
they don't
want to
see
pick and choose.
They want to
race. You got to think about it like this. Okay, I'm going to use him as an example because he's always had some negative shit to say. That's fucking red hot. Now, he got a damn chassis red car or whatever. You know, the one come on in, yes, man, I don't want Reggie, man, I hope the show rain out. And all that his ass up at the goddamn show. Mother. Let me shut up. Anyway. What I'm saying is, everybody know he's slow as hell. And he got a damn chassis car.
What he look like, DJ? What he look like?
He looks slow. That's how he look. But what I'm saying is, you know, you'll have somebody like Tony Bynes or somebody that might draw on him and say they doing something because they're drawing on the car, but everybody know the man's slow. But you know, he drawed on a chassis car. I run a chassis car. Yeah, you pick this motherfucker that slow. I don't blame you for jumping on that type of car. So, I mean, but at the same time, I'm not mad because they still bringing action. It's just the dumbass that it take two to race. And you can't be mad if a man races a man and he whoop him and the other man just being a dumbass.
That's it.
Yeah,
people want to see a dog fight, man. People want to see two cars that damn near equally matched get in the ring and box it out, man. Don't nobody want to see no damn shit. They pretty much already know what's gonna happen.
Right.
Damn them kind of
they
care about that.
Well, DJ, how you gonna see a race? DJ, may I ask a question? How
yes,
you
sir.
Gonna see a race? How are you gonna see a race? If you can win, if you want to race on park out money, you know, it ain't making no sense to me. I don't understand that.
If I lock in
5 on 25, mm-hmm. and something happened and we don't get a chance to go through the sixth, okay, and the person get the 500, well, what happens to the 2500? I mean, if I want them sort of get the 2500, is that correct?
Yeah, if you're going after the 2500.
That's what I thought, you know. So this is some new racing to me, you know. I'm learning some shit, man, you know. I've been around this shit since 69, man, and I'm learning some new shit, man, because, you know, I figure that both of us got to engage. And if the best man wins, whoever come out in front, that's the winner. So, if we don't go through the 1320 or the 660, I don't understand that. You know, I have a problem with that, but it ain't nothing that's going to give me no headache.
What you said, Larry, 1969. You said 1969, Larry?
Yes, sir. 1969. I had a 69 with a 427 L88 in it. And I was, back during that time, I was one of the roughest sun guns on the street.
Boy, I wasn't even born then. I'm still in that city.
Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
They call
yes,
that running by They call that winning by default, man. You know how that go.
Yeah, by default. You know, and kid, the problem I got with it is this here, kid. If this drag racing is a sport, if this is a sport, check this out. If this is a sport, then if you whoop me, you understand what I'm saying? Then I got to come shake your hand and say, hey, man, you was the best this time, but I'll see you later. You understand what I'm saying? But for you to turn around and give me $500, I ain't going to feel right. You know why? Because we ain't went through them traps.
And he didn't shake no hand.
And it's another thing. It's like, okay, Gunny Pick say he got Tony Bynes on tape calling guys out. Now, was the guys he called out, was their cars equal to his?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that goes back to what I said. I mean, a smart grudge racer, which Tony definitely is, he might look at a car that ain't doing shit and know it ain't doing shit. But if Gunner Pick's filming them and Gunner Pick don't know shit, Gunner Pick naked Tony coming out some bad motherfuckers.
Hold on, you can't talk about my brother, the Gunner Pick, goddammit. Leave him alone.
I'm keeping it real, man. I'm not saying that he did. He might have punked out some bad jokers, but you know, if I'm at the track and I wanna make myself look good, I know who to go to and ask if they wanna do something. Don't follow me. I'm finna draw on something. I'm finna draw. I know exactly who to go to draw on that I know ain't gonna go. They don't want these problems. It's very easy, really. Especially you at Lena, you got all them cars.
All right.
It's easy to find some joker that ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah. Let's take some more callers, man. Because
you done spotted them all already.
773-4309. Butt Naked and DJ Curly Kid Show. What's going on?
Fresh and curl.
Something wrong with the damn board. 773-4309.
I got you, Bud Necky. What's up, DJ Lad? Big Will.
Hey, Big Will.
What's going on, fellas? Man, y'all calling out people and everything, huh?
Yeah,
Will. I gave everybody the back tie, Will.
Hey,
what's up?
What the hell?
What the hell? I'm calling out everybody. Everybody got the back tie.
It is what it is, Will. I mean, a lot of stuff being said. And the thing is, once the weather breaks, which it ain't, we ain't got long. You know, it's
ain't
it
gonna
is.
Be all that talking. It's gonna be a
it's
lot
be
of
all
people
that talking, man. It's gonna, exactly.
Like DJ say, he going in the bushes. They come on about that bushes.
Yeah, I'm coming out the bushes. I'm calling in the bushes. If you say my name about anything, and you anywhere in my club or even remotely around anything, come on out them bushes, but I'm following you up in that hole, that cave, wherever you're trying to run. You gonna tell me I don't want none, sir.
Come on out there. DJ gonna be
DJ,
walking around with his. Come on out there.
Yeah,
hey, DJ.
Out there,
yeah, DJ, yeah, I heard you mean what to say. You say what you mean, too, God. I know what you're doing, boy.
I ain't doing nothing.
Don't think I'm just your co-host, you know, ain't don't know what the hell's going on. You're
I ain't doing nothing, man.
Hey, always, Nicky.
That curly head motherfucker working, you hear me? He working,
bro.
Hey, but Nicky,
he working.
I got a hunch for DJ this year. DJ ain't bullshit. See, that Jerry Curl's going to leave.
Hell no.
He's going to have a person curl like the man.
Wait a minute. What you mean?
That Jerry Curl going to be gone this year because he's going to get down on people's ass. He's going to have a person curl like the man. Watch what I tell you.
Before March is out, you ain't going to tell that motherfucker nigga. We ain't going to have him on the show no more. He's just going to be that bad.
He's going to have a perm like Cat Williams getting up out there.
I ain't doing nothing, man.
Mark my word, like the mofo say, mark my word. Before March is over, he's gonna be a bad motherfucker, DJ. And before April is over, goddamn why, he's gonna be a fight on this show. I'm gonna tell y'all. Me and Joe gonna be fighting, goddamn, because he's gonna have his shit ready. Me and that motherfucker ain't gonna get along. Period. He's gonna be talking nasty to me.
You too, buddy. You're gonna be doing your thing this year, but this
problem. And I'm gonna tell y'all another one's coming out the woodwork. Our Vice President Cold Killer will be back on the scene.
Cold Killer,
baby.
Yes, sir. It's going to get real interesting. That's all I can say. It's going to be a whole lot of action brought back into the game. That's all I can tell you.
Where Cole Killer been? What's going on? His motor been broke or something?
Huh?
Why was Cole Killer out the scene? What happened?
I think he just laid low for a minute. Took a break.
Yeah, took a break.
Okay.
What you got to understand, man, let me tell you. You got to understand, some people are a little smarter than others. I can say that I'm probably not one of those smarter people, but I'm learning as far as this concerned. I'm learning to kind of bag back. See, now I know sometimes I may be fast enough to whoop some people even though I'm not where I can be. But maybe I need to just sit back and Cole Killer just doing what he need to do. But when you see him, all I can say is, if you ain't ready to go, don't say nothing to him.
Good night.
If you ain't ready to go, don't say nothing to the grudging bad boy killer. If you're not ready to go, don't say nothing to him.
Well, DJ, I don't mean to cut y'all, but we losing foot with the hands. We ain't losing no collar, but they're taking the hand down. Let me open up a couple more mics.
Yeah, I got 773.
6516. 773-6516.
Boy, look at all that Chicago support, boy. Chicago support.
773-6516. You're Mike live.
Oh, man, I'm all just right. Listening. Enjoying our day on the evening. How you feeling,
okay,
doing?
Right. Pretty good. What's your name, man?
I'm Chuck Mack, part of Eastside Stranglers.
Okay.
I'm quiet for a reason right now. I'm real quiet for a reason right now.
That's okay.
What's up, man? What's up?
Bruce, how y'all doing this evening?
Good.
What's
good.
Up, Chuck? Big
deal. Yes, sir.
See that? See that? What he say? You said I just caught the tail end, but I heard you say you quiet for a reason. And that's how you go. You come out when you're ready.
That's right.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right.
You don't never let a man force you out of your game, man. If you're ready, you're ready. If you're not ready, just hold your peace. And I'm the first to admit that's one of the hardest things. I get bashed over the head. You know, settle down. But it's hard for me not to. People don't realize how bad I be wanting to go. I want to go. It's hard for me not to go. I swear, it's hard for me not to go, man. I swear.
All right, well, let's go to the next one. And for the ones that listen, y'all know Cadillac Joe, we ain't heard him in about 2 weeks, I had. Cadillac Joe, props up to you, man. 708-0478. Mike is live. Who's speaking with? This doggone board, man.
Is all our callers from up north?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, we ain't got nothing to do. We snowed in. We got a board.
Yes.
Send a snow shovel up this way.
Right.
I heard y'all got an extra 5 inches or something today, didn't you?
Yep.
Well,
and still give them some.
Wow.
Hey, butt naked.
Yes,
butt
naked. Yeah.
What you say, Cadillac Joe did what?
I hadn't heard from him in a while, in about a week or two.
Oh, I thought you said congratulations.
I just want to give him a shout-out.
Oh, okay. I thought he showed up and showed out.
Nah, I ain't seen him yet. You know, he called in and he listened. He supported a good little bit like everybody else.
Hey, Larry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Gun and Pick, I'm going to call him tomorrow if he's still
gotcha.
Up here.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
708-0478. I'm on your mic one more time if you got anything you want to say. I might have refreshed this board or something.
Yeah, sound on your ass, I'm gone.
Yeah, on your damn mic. DJ, you talk to Chemo lately?
You talk to Chemo. I think Chemo trying to regroup. If Chemo planning on being a grudging bad boy killer, he got to get his ass in gear.
708-0478.
All
right, got one more. Let me get the last one here. 219-1065.
Yeah, that's
Leon.
You, Leon.
Leon.
What's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Man, y'all know y'all holding the line up tough, man. I've been pushing the one button till there ain't no one button. I couldn't get on. I had to get somebody else to get me on. But what I got on to say, though, the only thing made me bad, I enjoyed myself and leaning and all that traveling I did. But they say we had 30-some grudge races locked in. When it was time to come grudge race, it wasn't no grudge eat cars racing. And then another thing with Tony Bynes, I like Tony Bynes. I'm a fan of his, but Tony Bynes know what he was doing because Tony Bynes wasn't trying to race. Three Love tried to run him with his car. Seven Up wasn't getting down the track, and Three Love wasn't getting down the track. But Tony Bynes didn't want to run Three Love. He was picking him, and he was picking his racers.
Was he picking his racers?
I said the same thing, but I mean, I'm not going to be mad at him because he was trying to do something. At the same time, it's easy to run up to 13 different people that you know ain't going to go. Or you know
right.
Ain't going to go.
And listen, and not saying that that's what he was doing because I don't know that, but I'm just saying.
Let me say this to y'all. I was at Lena. I was at Hollis Springs. We was racing that Monday. Now, Tony came there with Moneymaker and 7-Up and Little Red Riding Hood. Danye was going to draw on Tony. Tony went up there with Moneymaker, shook it down, blew the tires, bagged it up, blew the tires again. Then he went back and took the Willie bars off of him. He couldn't get down the track with Willie bars. What makes you going to get down the track without Willie bars? The man went there and bust the pan or something and leaked the car before Danye could get over there and draw on him. The man had broke that car. Because Danye was going to run him. I said, that man's slick. He know what he was doing. He know Danye was going to come over there. But they might as well come on. That's all I got to say here. Everybody get on these shows and talk about how fast they is and who they going to whoop and they going to do this.
Yeah.
Order them events, it ain't even like that.
Yep.
Sad on the talk show, but when you at the track, they quiet as cap.
That's true. But I'll tell you like this. Now, I know I've seen several races get locked in and a few of them got off. I've seen several races get off, but it's like you said. I mean, I came to race. But like I said, I got two punk outs that day.
Right.
So I think
everybody got the good intentions to race, but they scared to race. They scared to lose because they don't have to hit out last.
That's the thing right there. It's too many people scared to lose.
That's the name of the game.
You cannot be in this game and be afraid to lose. I mean, it's always going to be a winner and a loser.
You know what I understand? It doesn't matter how you do it. A gamble is a gamble. If you go to a casino, you scared to lose, but you still going to put your money in that slot machine.
That's it.
Millions and millions of people watching you put your money in that machine. That's the difference.
Anytime it's a gamble is a gamble. It doesn't matter how you look at it, how you put it, however you want to put it. It's still gambling.
Oh, yeah, still.
You get on this show and talk all that slick stuff on your talk show and lock these races. And when you get to the race,
we ain't okay, nobody see you lose.
That's what we're trying to promote. Let the cars do the talking. All this jibber jabber, man. Lock in. Let's go. Let's get down.
That's right.
If you ain't ready to go, really just shut the hell up.
That's it.
Right. Like Joe said the same thing. If you ain't your kind ready, don't get on these shows and talk that smack and all that yo yo. And you get to the track. Your car ain't ready. You ain't doing this. You doing that. That's what I always holler. Come off that trailer. I'm going to see how good you really is. Get your ass off that trailer if you really see us about gambling.
Yep. Yeah. That's what it's all about. But, you know, like I say, it's just people scared to get in that ring because they got the fear of losing.
You got to get in the ring, man.
You got to lose to win, though. I don't know where they come from. I think you can just win all the time.
Ain't nobody going to win them all, man. Nobody.
That's what it's all about.
Anything can happen, man. Fastest car don't always win.
Right.
But all you gotta do is make sure your game plan, make sure your shit is up to par.
What you can do.
Make sure your program is good. So if you win or lose and you went down through there, you know you did what you had to do. And if you get beat, you just ain't have enough. That's it. Go back to the drawing board or leave that man alone.
But you know what? You know what, though, Stalin? You can turn around and raise somebody and lose with that person. He whoop you. And you can go right back and find somebody else to jump on.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I lose 1,000 right here, but I done came back and ran for 1,500 and caught somebody slipping, and I done won that back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But these dudes get on the show, they go and do one race, and they think they done whoop the world, man.
Yeah.
Got to give to Wick. Wick did something I ain't never seen Wick did in a long time. Wick raced all 3 days, all 3 nights. That night he raced 3 times. Them sound guys was racing that night. I don't know who's bad at the three love, because I'm the only two people I know that raced 3 races in 1 night and won all 3 of them.
Yep. I told them they had trouble going to Wick house now.
Hey,
you know what?
Yeah.
CC would have whooped him, but whatever they went and did when they made that last shakedown, Wick made a shakedown and CC made a shakedown. Whatever they went back there and did, that car will stand. Other than that, he had Wick strung out. But you know, when they come for that money, again, when they come for that cash.
It would have, could have, should have, but I mean, you know, I've heard that a lot too, but I mean the thing is, you know, what can you say, man? I mean, you know, L is a L. Hell, I got my ass whooped by what the little car Boost 12. I plan to get back. I mean, they came to me. They knew they really didn't have to, but I was running them off the trailer. You know, they was gambling. You know, my motor broke. I mean, my crank broke. So I mean, shit happens. But you know, they was trying something, but I can't, ain't nothing I can say. I mean, I got my ass whooped.
Hey, butt naked. What butt naked at?
Butt naked. Ain't no damn telling what butt naked.
Nigga must be grinding up some steak meat or something.
He's shining the pole. He's over there drinking that gin and juice.
He can't hear
he got that white towel drying the pole now. It's his turn to go up on stage.
Hey, son, you know who I met? Old Red Hot. I finally met him.
You met him?
That was Red Hot out with the red Camaro.
I didn't see him in Lena. I heard he was there, but I didn't see him.
Yeah, he was right on that corner.
He was there with the car?
Yeah, he was there with the car. He didn't run that good.
Because he's slow. I don't see how the man can show his face, man. I'm glad I didn't see him. I didn't want to see him. That man rubbed me the wrong way, man. Until I hear a man say I'm sorry about it, I down on his ass. I go every time I see him. That was just some bullshit he said. I don't want to.
Well, you sure would have whooped his ass that day because he looked like nothing there.
A tortoise.
Hey, man. I looked at that car. I looked at him. I like, man. I thought Red Hot was slick. He's slick, all right.
Only thing he got slick is his name.
Red Hot, cold as a goddamn ice cube.
Yeah, he's cold here. You ain't lying about that. Red Hot need to be up in this cold weather here because he looked the cold that day.
Listen, man. Don't be talking about my car, man. I'm telling you like this, man. I'm a bad motherfucker down here, Mississippi, man. I'm telling you, man. Y'all on this show talking about me, man, trying to make y'all show hot, saying the Red Hot going to be there. Red Hot ain't coming. Red Hot is not coming. You can stop saying I'm coming, because all y'all trying to do is make everybody come to see me at this goddamn show. But I'm not coming. I hope it's goddamn rain at the show.
That sounds just like them, too.
They were him. They played the tape.
You got a cop, sir, because I will run your ass, sir.
Man, golly. And when that joker gets to talking, boy, you cannot shut him up.
Well, you cannot talk. You cannot shut him up. You got to mute his mic because it's over with.
Yeah, so I'm a setback. I'm gonna say this. I ain't locking in no more races on these shows. If I'm gonna run somebody, you gonna be at the track. I'm coming. Because a lot of these guys that lock in stuff, these guys ain't standing beside themselves. And like you said, a lot of them scared, don't want to lose, and all that old stuff. I don't even know why they even come to the game like that.
I don't know, man. That's the name of the game.
Yeah, it's the name of the game, but they take the fun out of it because a lot of people coming from up here don't even race no cars. They've been around racing all their life, but they come and to see a good race. Don't get me wrong. Yep. Me and Beers, a lot of them came just to see me and Beers run. They say I wasn't going to whoop Beers. You know, but you can't never say what I wasn't going to do if we don't get in that rank. But I'm going to try. And it's a lot of them came to see that. And by Beers' car breaking, they didn't get to see Beers race, but they got to see me race. It wasn't a nice win. Like I want to see two cars beside each other, but a win
who
is
are
a
you,
win.
Man?
We broke them beads and we went down through there.
Who are you?
Man,
Leon, you ain't nobody.
I know I ain't nobody, but I got a W for 2013. You can't take that away from me.
You got your day now, man. Hey, me and you butted to another. I'm gonna knock your ass off, man.
Who that Gavin?
Yeah.
Oh, man,
get
the goddamn, man.
I'm going to knock your ass off, man. I'm going to let you leave your big tires
like
on your wheelie balls off.
I'm like, uh-oh, y'all don't talk
enough. He sounded like he had to bring his voice up high for me to listen. Hey, Gadget, what's the next race coming up?
Hey, man, you just called today.
Listen, man, what's the next race coming up, man? Who race
know,
is coming up?
Well, I don't know what race y'all coming to, so, hey, you just pick it. I don't know, March 17th, Wick got a show. They got
What race is you coming? What is the next time you going to race?
Man, I'll race you anytime, Leon.
Listen, Gadget, stop the bullshit. What's the next time you going to be ready to go racing, man?
My car ready now.
Your car ready now. So, I ain't gonna say I can come down to this weekend. We snowed in up here. What's the next race you going to, Gadget?
Hey, man, I'm going to be all these races down south down here, man. I'm going to the next race I'm going to. They got one in Hattiesburg this weekend.
Hattiesburg
this week after that. Week after that, they got one in New Orleans.
Okay, you going to go to that?
Yeah, I'm going to Boonsville, yeah.
So go to that race. Can we set out down there? I'm going to make me a drag. We're going to visit down there. Can me and you get out?
Man, you ain't got to ask, man.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna see you in Louisiana, wherever that. I ain't never been there. How you wanna do it? Off the trailer, or you wanna shake down first?
How you wanna do it, Leon?
Get off that trailer, don't shake down.
I don't have no problem with it.
Okay, we ain't got to talk about it no more, bro. Mississippi
I don't
versus
have no problem with it.
That motherfucker's
hey,
going to sleep.
Hey, listen here. You coming down here? You can have it your way. I don't care.
I want it like that. You say you sound like me. You don't. You ain't need no shakedown. We gonna come in them houses and we gonna clown.
I know he like it all the way,
man. That's old school.
Right,
he don't care that too long. That's old now.
Hey man, you know I like my shit. I like all my shit soft.
Hey, Gadget, goddamn, Leon ain't no goddamn bully. Shit, knock him out.
I'm serious. hey, Clark, when I beat Leon, I'm going to turn around and get Leon the back tie, man.
God damn, Leon.
Hey, I'm trying to get
in the back tie, can't get his money back.
Hey, only thing keeping me from not coming down there right now, because of the bad weather, and my money ain't like I want to be. Because if my money was like I wanted to be, me and three lugger drag a dump in this motherfucker, four-wheel drive duty, goddamn it. We haul that, because that motherfucker in the garage on push-ups right now. I ain't got to get him to load him up.
Hey,
come
Leon.
Up.
Leon, yeah, drag going to be here.
I'm listening.
Drag going to be here, Leon.
Huh?
Drag going to be here.
I thought, what, this weekend?
Drag coming next weekend for Boom Ray.
I know he is. I'm working on that too. I know that. He told me I need to go, and I said, "Yeah, I go. I'm not gonna go without a car. I got to come with a car." Well, me and Gavin, we got to get out. That's all. We got to go. We got to do our thing. We got to do our thing, man.
Yeah.
Shit with that slow ass truck.
Who's that car? Your slow Gavin.
You what now?
Somebody meddling, Gadget.
What they saying?
Man, there ain't nobody, man. They're
off the goddamn phones.
I don't know who they're hiding.
They don't know what the hell they say.
Park, you got that number ready?
Huh?
You got that number ready?
Nah, man. Hey, you started on it, Leona. I'm going to start on it probably next week, man. It don't take me long, though.
Come on, man. Don't get it. I want to see that old guy go down the track, man.
Hold on. You had like, I thought you were going to say you wanted something. I'm going to get started.
Don't. Why you picking on me? I said I like to see it go down the track. I ain't saying nothing about it. I want none.
I'm finna make some calls and get started tonight, Leah.
Nah, don't make no calls. Class, Gadget in my class. I'm gonna stay in my class.
901-2877. Your mic is live with your bad.
Oh, hell, troubles now.
1-2877. Your mic is live with your bad ass.
Yeah, I've been talking. Hey. Saying anything about you, Gadget.
It works.
Nobody wants to close, man.
Hey, who that is? That weird old bad ass?
That's Mark.
That man is what a fuck up.
Drag
say, he ain't nothing.
Hey,
who want to get fucked up? Yeah, who want to get fucked up? Gad don't want to get fucked up. Gad go fuck Leon up.
Hey, Witt.
Hmm?
You and Tony locked in for the 17th? With Predator?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
we
started
with Rambo. The Predator and Witt. Oh, and Rambo. With Rambo, yeah, with Rambo. How y'all doing, man?
How you doing? All
right. Doing all right. Right. What's going on, Witt?
What's up, Larry?
Man, hey,
I ain't
going
to
listen,
man. Y'all see y'all got them Grudge and Killers. Y'all get them Grudge and Killers together, huh? Grudge and Killers, baby.
Ah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You ready to sign up? Grudge and Killers seem like it would be somebody that's coming to kill Grudge and.
Huh?
The Grudge Inc. Killers. We the assassins for Grudge Inc. We the assassins for Grudge Inc.
Oh, okay.
Would you like your name to be first on the hit list?
Uh-oh.
I'm sure
you would. Put me on the list.
You on there.
Put me on the list.
Get your bad ass.
Make sure Joe put your name beside mine.
Do what now?
I can put me and Joe beside each other.
Hey, oh, don't be so hard on Joe, man.
I ain't hard on Joe. I never did. DJ Graham, if you go back and listen to the show, only thing I ever said was they was ducking me. That's the only thing I really said. I wasn't saying
They called me and said that goddamn Witt and Joe is cutting up on the phone, man. I'm like, let me get on. Y'all
cutting up, man. Y'all cutting up. My thing was, he really hated to say it. They were ducking me.
Hey,
we got a
trigger
on
there
somewhere.
I don't know who that hen is. Kill that hen, somebody.
I don't know who the hell keep texting me with this 765. Obviously they on this damn line. Keep texting me all this bullshit. We got a car coming out in 2013. We going down there. God damn it. Come on, man. There ain't no need to talk. We already said we ain't going to keep talking about this.
What number text you, DJ Grant?
765. And the last four is 4750. Now 265. Now I think it was CC text me.
Yeah, they got 29 calling. Lock me in, lock me in.
I got to call Tail. He done trying to get in. I just had to check my phone. Y'all got to go ahead. He done trying to call Tail right quick.
Well, Mark, that with?
He's at the halfway house.
Oh, okay.
I talked to him earlier.
All right.
Shit, I'm at the wrong damn thing.
Well, everything, man, like I said, everything, all this stuff is all good for the game. Everything is good for the game, and the thing is, it is what it is. No more talking, it's goddamn just engaging, man. That's what they just engage. You no need to talk about what you're going to do, what you ain't going to do. If you ain't going to do nothing, shut the fuck up.
Hey,
Whit. Hey, brother, I was bad for 2012, too, then. Well, I ain't know nothing about you for 2012.
I think
you got your program together in 2012. I seen you in Hattiesburg.
I was knocking motherfuckers out for 2012.
I lost a few too before 2012.
I think 2012
is where you made your biggest statement. I put it that way.
When I made my move.
You became who you are in 2012. I put it that
there. That's right. They're really going to be rough when Bobby hit the street.
I don't know. Hey, Leon. Listen, man is already rough.
Hold on.
I'm
going to straighten it up right quick right for you. Hey, Leon.
What's that, bro?
Leon, still on.
I'm here. I'm listening, Wick.
Hey, Leon, you remember about 3, 4, 5 years ago when them little kids used to run up to me and you and said, man, I seen you on TV this morning.
Yeah.
Well, we got them was on, on Fight TV. They heard us about 2 years straight.
Yeah.
First race of the year, you know, that Tuesday.
Yeah, when they had us pointing fingers at each other.
And I knocked your ass off.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that. Yeah, you knocked me off.
You see how that man set you up for that, man.
Hey, but you know what, though? I want him to say that. He feels good about saying that. But just when he get his ass knocked off, I want him to say the same thing real quick. I ain't got no problem about getting knocked off. Because you know what? I get knocked off, I just come back a little stronger.
That's it.
See, I can take a loss. See, that ain't going to stop no money flowing for me. I lose a little money, but I don't lose nothing else but a race.
They heard me and Leon got there for about 2 years straight every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I watch it every Sunday morning, shit. I got up just to watch.
Hey, I have a cousin in California calling way out and said, man, that's my cousin. I got to call him to prove to y'all that's my cousin. They're down in Mississippi racing, man. They made us feel real good.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this, brother. You got yourself in a good position where, you know, when... The thing is like this, it's like Tony, just like you, when you're in the spotlight, the bulls are on you. And when you talk like you talk, the bulls are on you. So it's a good thing, because one thing, we all know you're going to go. So we all know we're going to see some racing. So all I can do is tell you this, you know.
Keep up the good work.
Huh?
Hey, keep up the good work.
Yeah, keep up
the
good work.
The only thing I can do is win or lose, you know.
Like we see, say, a lot of people don't realize, they think they can just jump in there and just start winning like that. We've been around a long time, and we've been racing, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's time for everything. Yeah. And one thing I got to give to you, Wick.
What you looking at me for?
You got control of the game right now. You control the game. Back in the day, it was buck wild. But see, now you know what you're doing, and you got control. And when you got control of it, you know when to get in there and when not to get in there.
Know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Our buddy, he buck wild. You know, he'll race the world if he had to. He don't care. But, you know, you going to do it, take your time. If you do it right, you ain't going to lose the race.
Right.
You know what you're doing.
Right.
I like that idiot.
Right. Well, like I was saying, you and DJ were saying, you know, a lot of guys just scared to lose.
Scared to lose.
It comes with the territory, man. If you're scared to lose, you might well quit Grudge Racing right now. But there's going to come a time y'all going to be able to point your fingers and say, we knocked your ass out. We pulled your ass out. And I'll say, hey, and I know that time coming, so I it ain't no
And it comes to about
you. It comes.
Besides, new paint.
Roll up in the club. All eyes on me. All eyes on me.
You know what? I think you got it twisted. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate. Trying to sound like us. Say they ready for the bump, but I don't think they know it. Straight to the depths of hell. The freedom cap's gone. Well, all your seals there. Follow up when you see me. And let the devil suck. For the day they finally freed me. I got a caravan of time we ride, hit what's up, won't be that high until I die. Live the life of a boss player, cause even when I'm hot, we're being too close.
Hey, what's that?
Do you be dancing butt naked when you be playing that band?
You be making a clap, Larry. You be making a clap, Larry.
You should have had some eyes on that deer.
Okay.
I had to throw that one in there, butt naked.
Hey,
Wick, you still there?
Brace yourself at Grudge, Inc. and Boom presents the first annual Invasion of Louisiana at No Problem Raceway. Saturday, March 9th, the classes include Louisiana's fastest True Street Shootout, 6-0 Index, 7-0 Index, and the Big Dog Shootout. Imports and motorcycles are welcome. And the first annual Invasion of Louisiana is looking for action from Reggie Rabbit, Big Nuts Racing, Blue Ice Racing, These Nuts Racing, Black Hole, Giant Killer, Kick Squad, National Racers, like Showtime Biz, DJ Grant out of Alabama, Mississippi Nightmare, 901 Bad Boys out of Memphis, Tennessee, and Dolomite Mike out of Georgia. Also, the Madisonville Boys are locked in but looking for any invading action. And JoJo LaFrance, one of the fastest people in the world, will be on the premises for the first annual Invasion of Louisiana. Run what you brung. Hope you brung enough. Saturday, March 9th at No Problem Breakway, 6570 Highway 996, Belarose, Louisiana. Admission's $20. Kids 10 and under free. Tents and tombs $30. Gates open at 10 a.m. Racing starts at 2 p.m. and the track closes at 10 p.m. For more info, call Boom at 504-602-5817.
Mississippi.
Right.
Y'all got me mixed up. I'm out of Memphis.
Hey, Wick.
Yo.
Hey, you gonna try to meet my man halfway?
Well, he called and said he was gonna come on.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he called and said he was gonna come all the way.
Okay.
Yep, I'm about to sign. Y'all got it out. Probably tomorrow.
Yeah, he coming.
Boom show tomorrow, too. Boom show tomorrow night, y'all. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah. Y'all change it on there. I'm not from Mississippi. I just went through Mississippi. Yeah, they were corrupt in Mississippi.
You're not from Mississippi. You just own a racetrack in Mississippi.
Hey, Will, we don't want you to be from Mississippi. We will get on your ass down here in Mississippi, though.
Take it easy, Big Clock.
Take it easy.
Don't get twisted,
goddammit. I know y'all want me. I'm going to go knock the head man off over there so y'all can leave me alone. I'm going to go knock the tweet off. I gotta wait. Like DJ Grant said, I gotta wait till I get ready.
Yeah, you better wait till you get ready to fuck with Tweet.
Yo, Lil, bro, that boy got down to the move.
Well, we got three more callers, guys. Let's see who they are.
Get them on.
313-7935. Emo, you on here?
Hell, Kimo might have got snowed in.
We got no
Kimo's trying to test out there in the snow.
815
5431. Who we speaking with tonight?
Louisiana.
What the hell wrong with this fool? This song got this steady spinning.
That's an Illinois call.
Hold on, hold on, 815. Something going on with this boy. We're trying to get you open. The dot still spinning. And it ain't that damn gin either.
Yeah, it is.
There you go, 815. 5431. Who we speaking with? 815-5431. We got one more. I guess we'll try him.
Goddamn, we're making a pro on the board, huh?
334. All right, y'all take it away. Y'all go ahead, DJ.
You go ahead.
Show him what to do.
I'm drinking my gin. I ain't sure what you're talking about. You go ahead.
Gin and juice.
Gin and juice, boy. For like Cisco, is gin and juice. Well, for everybody,
hey, hold on.
I mean, everybody to say they want to. I gotta keep making this announcement because, you know, I think a lot of people just gonna come to making the seat, but Nick, they, but Nick, permanent getting the two. You are gonna be in the house and making this weekend.
No, I'm not just gonna be in the house and bring that motherfucker 16 stack back, homie. You know what I'm saying? Watch out, that man. What's the hell
going on? But Nick gonna be in the house and show out.
Watch out, that man. Watch out, bring that money back. If Turbo Tim don't bring it, DJ don't bring it, and CC don't bring it. Ain't nobody else gonna bring it. Believe that. Alabama gonna represent down there.
Hey, how my mama used to say, if you don't put it in the air, it won't come true. So you're doing the right thing, putting it in the air. Put it in the universe.
When do you plan on leaving, bud, Nicky?
I wanna go down there Friday. My driver talking, but he might not be able to make it Friday. Well, he make it Friday night. I'm gonna be there.
Oh, okay. Well, you should leave Wednesday and let him come on down Friday so you can get out of the way of the deals, man.
There you go.
Yeah. I want him to come down Friday. Got hell, he ain't been in the car since November 3rd. Some B and fucked us up. You know what I'm saying?
We'll find you a driver.
Get a feel of the car.
Come on down. We'll find you a driver.
Put a deer in the driver's seat.
Put old Rudolph
in there.
Old Rudolph.
You put the seatbelt in?
Yeah. Hey, what's Gadget? Gadget, you still on the phone? Gadget.
Gadget's off. He threatened Leon and got off the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, then. DJ, you still working?
Yeah, man, I'm working. Don't do this shit, man. I gotta get it in, brother.
DJ, right. They gotta get them cars out of there.
Yeah. We damn near 24 hours.
Big Clock, will you be able to make Mr. Boom 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 a bang 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 raise on the 24? Big Clock,
what up with it?
You gonna make Omaha raise on the 24?
Yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Right. Hey, Big Clock.
Hey, what's happening, bro?
Hey, did they reschedule the Hattiesburg race?
They did. Well, is Gadget still on here? I don't remember exactly what the dates are. They did reschedule it. I know it's like a 17th through the 19th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly which month.
Big Clark, did you come to the race on 24? Can you let me strike up out of there with them little 20s I got?
But Nick, you just said your man that drove your shit since the third. Hell yeah, you can do that.
Okay. I appreciate it, homie.
Hey, Clark. Man, I don't know who the hell this is. Keep texting me, but dang it.
Who that is?
Clark, they funny as hell. Look, because he got a lot to say on this text. I want you to look on the board and see if you see this number. Yeah, he might as well just go on the text. He might as well just tell the world what he keeps texting. Cause I don't know who the hell it is. Hold on.
What number?
Huh? Yeah, he texted me mad shit. No, you ain't doing shit. I want to run that little pretty Mustang because it's just for show.
Put the phone on me.
765 air code.
Who got a pretty Mustang? Am I choco?
Yes.
7-6-5. He know him. He lied.
Maybe listen on the internet.
You know how I'm confused, son? You guys want to know what I'm confused on? I'm still sitting here trying to figure out what
does
snowed in
mean.
That's right.
You got me all twisted up, and I'm trying to figure out what a snowed in mean.
Nah, boy. You a ball. Boy,
ain't that
good.
Ain't no
765
on here, DJ.
All right, maybe they're internet listeners. They on. All right, now who being dad today, Kim? Now we love the kids, but goddamn.
I said that sounds like BET in the background.
Wait, who? He says BT in the background. Come on, man.
That's my fault. That's my sign, man. My fault. I'm going on mute.
That was Leon.
My bad.
I thought that was Will. The Will got some little bitty baby. Goddamn, Pop is a rolling stone.
Y'all crazy, man.
You better slow down, Leon. Stop trying to keep making babies.
Hey, I'm dying, man. That was an accident. I got two of them behind there.
Hey, Leon, so you and Gadget gonna lock horns on March 9th in New Ghana, right?
We gonna get out. Head up, man. He say off the trailer. I like that. I take that off the trailer. However you want to do it. I want to go on engage.
Gadget's gonna beat your ass, man.
I don't want to lose on the way in on no accident. I want both cars to go down through there. I want both of them big sheep down and making some noise.
Now, that's what I call a drag race.
Hey, Clark, you gonna see that go down, man? Trust me, you gonna see that. Not
hey,
no car, no time. Both of them sound guys gonna leave on all that shit.
Hey, Leon. Leon.
All right, what's that, boss?
So what you saying is if your car spit or pop, I need to bag up?
Hey, Gavin. Hold up. Don't drink me now. You got to get the spit and pop.
Well, I ain't spit and pop because
I've been in Mississippi.
Hey, man, your shit pop, my shit pop, I lost, man. Fuck that.
If they both pop, we going to cut them off and let them cool down and tune them together.
I'm going to push mine to the other end. Fuck that. I'm going to push mine to the other end.
Hey, Gash.
You're going to be doing a lot of push. I ain't on top.
Hey, Gash.
Yeah.
I got a man over here in West Point, Georgia.
Uh-oh.
His name is Lil Junior. He said he's coming to fuck you up, boy.
Hey, but nothing.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Clark.
5 minutes to hook up, man. I leave out of here in the damn snow, man. Don't tell me that.
I,
I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go by there tomorrow, and I'm gonna send you a picture.
And I tell you what, when you send me that picture, I'm gonna bet you by the time that camera finished flashing, you'll be saying, "Damn, look at that Larry on the Wizard Wall."
Yeah, they have to
land. Hey, man, I'm ready, man. I've been waiting on the call, man. I'm waiting on the call.
Yeah, I mean, man, they boat. I mean, boat to boat, man.
Ooh,
hey, Larry.
I like that.
Hey, Larry, we got Dave Florida on one to tell y'all about his race this weekend for them 16,000.
Okay.
Dave, you on?
Okay.
What's up, man? It's Florida. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Just want to make sure everybody's coming out this weekend. We're going to have a bunch of cars in that 28-10-5 race. We'll have a bunch of nice small block cars also. Got a 5-0 index. And all the cars in the $16,000 race fast. Ain't no slouches in it. I think it's going to be a pretty good show. And there's 0% chance of rain Saturday. So, good deal. Everybody needs to come out and support. Maybe we'll have a good turnout.
Dave, you got the weather temperature we're supposed to be that Saturday?
You have that yet? It says it's 57 degrees is the high.
Okay, that's great.
Hey, Dave, did you get all 16 calls in? No, we did not have 16 yet, but I had several people say that they was coming and they was going to pay it Saturday morning, so.
Okay.
If we get 16, that's good. If we don't have 16, we're going to go whatever we got.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Dave, you heard from me first. Somebody in Alabama going to win the money. I don't know who it's going to be, whether Turbo Tim or CC, DJ Grant with them Jerry Curls or Butt Neck.
I ain't never seen CC's car run, so I can't say much about it. I don't know much about it. But
it's a bad one.
It's a pretty bad car.
David Flaw, are your car
going to
be ready?
Is mine going to be ready? No.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was, but no, it's not going to be ready.
Yeah, I know you were trying to get it together. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be a pretty good race. You said you got, so far you got 10, right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody and their mama talking about it right now. Like I said, anybody, man, if you don't be there, all you can don't be called asking what's going on, because you just need to have your ass there.
You're right.
I've had a bunch of people call for besides that race. I had a bunch of small block cars call, so that might be a good thing. A small block nitrous race is it's 2,000 to win, free entry. And then I had about probably 10 or 12 people calling from out of town today just talking about grudge racing. So maybe we'll have some dang good grudge racing. That's what I'm
saying. Small block, free entry, 2,000 win.
Yeah, that's correct.
I didn't know that. I got a buddy. They raised them here. I sure did
it. It's any type of suspension, as long as it's on 28-10-5 S's. No wheelie bars. You know,
yeah,
ladder bars.
Put your ass on down that gadget.
Leaf spring, whatever.
Man, don't be calling my motherfucking name.
Come on, man.
Is he gonna make the trip?
The white boys and big ball locked up tonight too, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to run. If you want to see that, you need to get there early because they're supposed to run before the $16,000 race starts, and it's gonna start between 2:30 and 3:00. We got to get that thing rolling because it's going to be cold when it gets dark. And, you know,
it's
2:00
sharp, goddammit.
Well, we're going to try to, but you know how people are, shit. It's, you know, if some folks coming from a long way, it's going to be hard for them to get there, though.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But,
all right.
I would like
appreciate
to fill this thing up. Everybody's going in the bushes. It's getting late here. I listen to this show a lot and hear all this shit talking, but when it comes time to put up the money against the batter, I don't hear from many.
You're about right now.
But Nick,
somebody told me Witt was supposed to be the baddest right now. I need to see him over there.
Witt said he tested in Holly Springs.
Hey, Witt don't want to
be tested.
Y'all already been ready?
Testing don't do nothing but cost you money. Tell him to come get this money.
Well, he on here. He's full of words on here, so shit, I don't know.
I don't see him now. Did you? I'm looking for him now. I think he done got off.
I'm sure he'll get the memo.
Just saying.
Yeah, he'll get it.
It's just like Hogan. You know them times and see the work that Hogan did. You know what I'm saying?
Who in the hell is that?
Just saying. You know.
I'm just saying. Mute your goddamn mic.
Somebody in the background.
He is, they said you was going to be there with your car and get in the $16,000 race.
Who that?
His mic is on.
Hey, could y'all be quiet 1 second? Hold on. Hey, kids, you still on?
This is Floyd.
Okay. Kid ain't on. Yes, he is. He on.
Why'd that man
get the snow and not that?
let me speed, Mike. Yeah, but I don't know what happened
to make the trip.
Yeah, we coming. We coming on.
You gonna run over them boys like you been telling them?
We gonna have them do the damn thing to them, man. You know what I'm saying? They've been on me pretty hard around here lately. So
you know the football is going to be there. You might get that race. I know y'all been hollering back and forth.
Yeah, I didn't know.
And they got a belt
you want. Yeah, they got one I want. They ain't got one I want. David, they got one I'm going to bring back if they bring it with them, put it like that.
I got you.
But Nick, who you trying to run, but Nick?
Bulletin board. I'm going to show y'all what the fuck I'm doing down there.
Sandman told me if you come down there, he was going to tear your ass up.
I got a stake down to say same man one of you ripping.
I'm gonna leave that swing, y'all.
I owe him another ad whip. I'm one up on him, he ain't up on me. Yep. But I didn't know the football was gonna be there, but if they down, me and him need to mutually draw each other's name out the hat. We sure do. I'm going to put my belt against his belt. Belt for belt, goddammit. That's what we need to do.
I don't know now, but Nick, now I got to be honest. Now his belt holder carry a little more weight than yours.
I don't give a damn.
DJ, I thought you were going to take that belt from Butt Naked.
I didn't want nobody to know.
Yeah, but me and Butt Naked supposed to do it at the Grill Jink first anniversary show.
When and where is that?
It's gonna be Montgomery. Looking like it's gonna be. We're trying to book a date in April. Like it's gonna go into May.
All right. Ain't nobody else got no questions, man. I'm fitting to hit the sack. I got to get up early in the morning. We're gonna start working the track tomorrow. That way we make sure. David,
I forgot to tell you, David, one of my compadres asked me to ask you, make sure you get somebody that's going to let them go down each lane. Somebody in the right lane, somebody in the left lane, whether they go down together or not. Each lane, each
turn.
We're going
to do that the whole time. Two cars is going to go down every time. Ain't going to be none of one lane shit.
Okay.
I'm tired of
some reason,
that.
For some reason, you don't have two cars to go.
Are y'all gonna try to have the track open on Thursday a little earlier than Friday evening? Early Friday?
Okay.
We're gonna have it open Friday at 4:00 in Field.
Y'all ain't gonna be able to get it open no earlier than 4:00, though. You don't think?
If somebody wants to come test earlier, they welcome to, but they gonna have a day. I'm not in charge of that.
Okay.
But I'm sure they can call Jay and get Jay to open the track. He does not mind at all. If somebody calls me and wants to come early, I'm sure we can have the track ready for them.
Who you like, David? Ball fence or the white boy?
8 o'clock?
I have no idea who's going to win that.
Okay. I think I like old Fee. He going to pull them balls
off. I feel ball factor is faster, but it don't always go to the fastest car. You know, they're coming to Macon. That's the white boys' home track, so they got home court advantage. They know that track real good. So if ball factor don't get in there and get them some good shakedown, I think they're being real smart by running them before the shootout. Yeah,
I'm gonna tell you like this: if Spike stutter one time, they gonna beat the fuck out of Ball Factor. If Spike don't stutter, I'm going with Ball Factor.
What do you mean if he stutter? You mean stutter?
When he talk to you, if Spike stutter one time, he gonna fuck Ball Factor up. You hear me? Y'all laughing? I'm for real. If Spike don't stutter, that motherfucker on your game, boy. Y'all believe that shit? Now tell you.
Listen, man. I mean, if both cars make the trip, no problems, and they both under some power, I like factor, like ball factor. But I just don't think that ball factor gonna have enough time to really get it dialed in. He may not, but
I know
field them gonna be on their game.
I had to put my money on the white boys because I ain't seen nobody beat them yet. Somebody going to take my money before I get off of them.
That's what I said to you, David. Same thing. I like old Field. I'm going down. I'm going to burn with his motherfucking ass if he burns.
Well, if anybody's going to outrun him, that's the man to do it.
Yes, please.
Yep. Mr. David Black. And I just heard the football would be there.
And I will goddamn much oblige them fellas. Believe that. When I return next Tuesday, I will be another champion.
Again. All eyes on me.
And that ain't the goddamn that ain't the goddamn gene talking either.
But next.
Lord.
You hear me, Joe? You hear me, Bo? Hey, Bo? I'll be a new champion.
But nigga, stop lying for goddamn.
That background noise, buddy?
I don't know who that was with the baby was. I got the names on the board. I got to just tell me who it was.
He's still on Compton. Oh, yeah.
Chill, guys. To give me a call, man, after the show is over, man.
I can't tell you if you're doing it. I think he just said he was. He said he got a jersey.
Yeah, we'll tell you, Mike. Where's going?
I got you, man.
You got me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Gadget. Hey, Gadget.
What, man? What?
If you're in the plane, you're still in the plane.
I don't know why in the world you're going around lying to these damn folks that you're going to get in, you're going to pay $1,000 to get them damn shit out of me. Sit down somewhere. Go up there and get
some food. I already put my money in, homie. What the hell you talking about?
Damn, boy, you done moved, you done stepped up, ain't you? Damn, I'm sorry.
Hey, I think you got
them apples, boy. Right,
what do you want to ask me?
I want to tell you, if you're in the paint when I ring, you still win, homie, that's all. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, what?
If you're in my paint, motherfucker, you still win. Did you hear me then?
Man, lay out somewhere, man.
Know what I thought. You don't
want to
do that.
You've been drinking Mad Dog 2020. But you sure
I'm drinking
Dean.
Man, where the hell Mississippi Joe is, man?
Hey, Gadget, who going to drive? Is Dog going to drive?
I drive my own car.
Huh?
I drive my own car.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm going to hold the money with you then.
Well, do it, crazy ass.
Well, you're straight, man. Goddamn. You sure it's crazy ass? Scare the boy, you crazy ass.
Did you hear the story?
Somebody's name came out. 773-4309, final thought.
Big Will, what's hey man, good show.
Appreciate it, Will.
Hey,
appreciate it.
Hey, Big Will, next time you come down, you better. Hey, man, you gonna race on them golf cars again, all right?
All right, man. You know I ain't got tuned up. I'm waiting on you.
Hold on now. I need to get with one of y'all because I so need my shit to go a little faster. My goddamn golf cart slow ahead. My pit crew complain like hell about my damn slow ahead golf cart. I gave
Will goddamn it 4 in the break.
DJ. And then he ran me right over. He ran me over so fast, I turned left to make it look like I wasn't even in the race.
I had to
play it off that day. I made a left turn. That man ran me right over.
Who coming down from the north that's going to be there this Saturday besides Biz and Leon?
I don't know, man.
Drag will be here.
Okay, Drag
coming?
Okay.
Yeah, Drag will be here.
I called Drag Day. He answered the goddamn phone. I'm mad with him. Oh. After you and goddamn Mississippi Joe fucked me up today and told me that lie. Gave me the wrong number.
Shut out of my neck.
Big Claw, do not forget.
Number today.
Do
not forget top flight security, baby.
Hold on, let me try him.
He on the show?
He listen,
he must be snowed in then.
Hey, Leon.
Hey,
them goddamn Texas boys been calling. That blue Camaro still looking for your ass.
No. I'm not going to fool with that blue Camaro. We got that Butterfinger going to run that blue Camaro. That him and that Butterfinger, him and Butterfinger just alike.
Leon, what kind of car you got?
That 69 Camaro.
Okay.
That mom's performance.
Okay. All right, Leon.
Butterfinger went down there and drove on them, and they said they loaded up.
Oh, it's in Holly Springs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they had some balloons up under their car. Butterfinger got some 33-10-5s up under his car.
But it has some senior rollers up under there. Leon, give me your final thought. Give me your final comment.
Oh, man, I had a good time. I wish y'all didn't shut the show down, Butt Nigga. Hey, Butt Nigga, you know what I want to do? I ain't heard no big old motor in a while, man. You got to come on if I can hear that motor.
Hey, my neighbor, ain't. He said the same thing today. Boy, what's going on in that trailer? You ain't fucked that motherfucker up in a while. I'm gonna let that bitch unleash tomorrow, goddamn. Leave that. I'm gonna pull out.
Hey, Big Claw, you tell the boy Butterfinger we're looking for them. Matter of fact, Butterfinger coming to Louisiana too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he coming.
Okay, I'll let him know.
Yeah, he coming.
Next time, see, tell Butterfinger grow some nuts, come down there and ask for a rate, not for the break.
Nah, Butterfinger ain't looking for no break. He went down in the people's training and tried them people's head up, man. He don't want nothing.
Hey, Leon, tell Butterfinger put his fingers on, sleep with his hands on top of the cover so his finger don't be so buttery, goddammit.
Gee, he gonna slide right up in him, man. Going straight in.
Okay, all right, Stunner. You up next.
Man, I appreciate everybody calling in, keeping our show alive. We love everybody, and we just want to let everybody know we about racing and we promoting racing. Ain't nothing personal. We just trying to keep this thing going, and we all one big happy family.
Oh, yeah, it is. I forgot about one lad, but not least. He don't hung up. I'm looking for that joke. He ain't on him. Same thing for me also, guys. I appreciate everybody calling in and listening. All the guys up north, you guys are our biggest supporters. I'm glad of that. I appreciate that. Ever come to the north, other than this race, I'm looking all you guys up. With that being said, y'all have a nice and blessed night. And Big Clock and Gadget, I see y'all when I see y'all. Home.
Hey, Gadget, you better tighten your boots up and be at your ass, man.
Good night.
All right, Will. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I started from the bottom. Now I'm on the top. Let me tell you one time.
Oh, man, go ahead on that.
That mother, that drunk.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here.